Hello everybody, nice seeing you again. That was Fetus. Is that weird? I was like, Fetus? Sounds like that now. Fetus, from their new CD, Damp. song called Shimura. Greetings. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C. here, solo today. No other half of the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio. He's off doing the dirty work of the capitalists. He's firing people. Because that's what we've been brought to. But you and I can talk about sports or sportsy things until 7 p.m. today. And there's plenty of sports to talk about. So 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you would like to talk about some sportsy things. And we could start with the playoffs. And of course I mean the playoffs that the Red Bulls are going to get into. Because technically, theoretically, we are Red Bull supporters here because of our listeners who are Red Bull supporters. So, yeah. They beat Houston. And I actually am saying Houston and not Houston. They beat Houston on Saturday. The Red Bulls did. And they're in fourth place now in their conference. So it looks like they will be making the playoffs. They have, I think, three more games to play. Huzzah! But perhaps you thought I meant the baseball playoffs, which are also happening right now. Oh my God, who can watch those playoff games? Have you sat through even one of them? There was an 18-inning game the other night. The Giants beat the Nationals in 18 innings. It took 6 hours and 23 minutes to play that game. I just, you know, it makes my bottom hurt just to think of that. And I like going to the ballpark to see a game. I do. You know, especially now that all the games are broadcast on cable stations that I don't get. And the radio broadcast isn't streamed online. So the only way I get to follow even one game is to go sit in the stands. And if it's a nice day and the weather's good and my friends are there and we can afford $20 beers, it's very nice. It's very pleasant. You can spend an afternoon that way. I only go to day games because those are the only ones that are nice. But 6 hours and 23 minutes. I'm not doing that. You know why football is more popular than baseball? Because it's awesome. No. Also because the games are actually televised where you can see them. The NFL just discontinued the blackout policy. I don't know if you heard about that. The blackout policy was this thing where if you lived in some football team market city where your team was playing and the stadium wasn't sold out, like they didn't sell all the tickets. I mean, that never happens in the major markets, so they don't have to worry about it. But if you were in some place where the team didn't sell all their tickets, then the game would not be on TV. So you would be punished. And this week, the FCC persuaded the NFL not to do that anymore. So now they won't do that. I don't know if that means that they're just going to come along and black out all the games and never show you anything on TV like baseball has done. But the fact that you can actually see the game sometimes is what makes the NFL more awesome. Makes football more awesome. And the big reason that football is more popular than baseball is that in the games there's like a sudden burst of activity, and then there's 10 replays of what just happened in case you weren't paying attention because you were texting or on Twitter or something. And then there's like 5 minutes of commercials. So you can go sweep the kitchen or put the clothes in the dryer. You can see the kind of things I do around my house. And then you can come back with a fresh beer for the next burst of action. Football is perfect for people with short attention spans, which is, you know, pretty much everybody now. I still can't get into the red zone thing that my co-host, Jim the Poet, is all about, because I'm not as attention deficited as he is so far. Yet, but it could happen. But I mean, you know, football is just like quick bursts. And then, you know, you can do something else and you can come back and there's another quick burst. In baseball, you have to pay attention for 6 hours and 23 minutes in case something happens, because something could happen. Something could happen at any minute. Or any hour. Or any day now. Football season is 16 games, and baseball season is 160 games. And then there's all those expanded playoffs now in baseball that they didn't used to have. They have, like, divisions and conferences and I don't know what. I mean, the World Series, I mean, who knows who's in the World Series by the time they get there. Wild cards. That's just wrong. It's wrong for baseball to do that. I mean, along about the 1st of September, I'm like, come on, baseball, just get it over with. They're going to be playing till November. Baseball always leaves you wanting less. But it's a great game for stat nerds and trivia fetishists. I have some 6 hour and 23 minute trivia for you. Before the 18 inning, 6 hour, 23 minute game the other night, I think that was the Giants playing the Nationals. I don't know if I said that. The Giants beat the Nationals in 18 innings. Before that game, the longest playoff game was an 18 inning, 5 hour, 50 minute game where the Astros beat the Atlanta Braves in 2005. And the Braves' starting pitcher in that game, the starting pitcher was Tim Hudson. Guess who started for the Giants on Saturday? For that other 18-inning game, it was Tim Hudson. He's with the Giants now. They should never let Tim Hudson start a playoff game, ever. I blame him. 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you'd like to call and talk about baseball stats. Or anything sportsy-related, or, you know, not sportsy-related, that's okay. We're going to stick with baseball for a little while, I think, because they have some more stats news. The Wall Street Journal. Always what I think of when I think of sportsy. Wall Street Journal released their second annual baseball playoff team hateability index. That's kind of cool that they're doing that. That's not something I would expect the Wall Street Journal to do. They have a hateability index. They have scientists and experts who assigned arbitrary point values to factors like annoying fan behaviors and bloated contracts and excessive beardliness and performance-enhancing drug use and how many Sports Illustrated covers the team had had. And according to their scientists and experts, the most hateable team in the playoffs this year is the St. Louis Cardinals. And the least hateable team is the Kansas City Royals. And I guess the Cardinals, because they're just so defensive, because their mayor has already, the mayor of St. Louis has already issued some kind of like, we're not hateable, you guys are haters if you hate us, kind of, you know, thing. And then the Kansas City Royals are just so bland, nobody even knows they exist. They're like, who? How can we hate you? We don't even know you. And even though the St. Louis Cardinals are the most hateable team, and the Kansas City Royals are the least hateable team, it still wouldn't make a Cardinals-Royals World Series interesting at all. Yeah, Jeets. 201-209-9368. You can call up and just, you know, yell, yeah, Jeets, and hang up. Like a prank call or something. Oh, you know what I should mention? If you're on the comments board, and I hope you are, and I see some people are, although it's really hard for me to run everything and talk and look at the comments at the same time, but if you're on the comments board, you probably see that there's like a little cow and dog woof moo pledge thingy. We're doing a little teeny tiny, not talking very much at all about it, fundraiser this month, the month of October, to help us get the equipment that we need for Monty Hall, our new performance space. And there's a lot of cool new things that are happening in Monty Hall. I think Friday, Ken and Andy have some awesome thing going on. Let me get the clipboard, and I'll tell you about it. Okay, so this Friday, 7 Second Delay has their Almost Amateur Hour. They're going to be live taping 7 Second Delay Almost Amateur Hour, and they're looking for performers, and that would be, you know, whatever you think is a performance, pretty much, I guess. Bands or singers or jugglers or comedians. I don't know. People who do puppetry with their feet. Whatever. They want you to perform for exactly 2 minutes and 35 seconds. And then there's going to be celebrity judges who will pick the winner. If you define celebrity as, you know, however many FMU DJs they can round up before Friday. And they're gonna pick the winner, and it's gonna, and then the performers pick their favorite judge, and then everybody's gonna cry because there can only be one winner, and everybody else will be a loser. I don't know if there's gonna be like ribbons for everybody who participates or not, but anyway, if you want to perform, you can email ken@wfmu.org, and if you just want to come down and see the chaos, it's doors open at 7:30 p.m. this Friday. The show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $5 at the door. Monty Hall is located at 43 Montgomery Street here in Jersey City, and that is our new performance space. And the fact that we're taping things and having shows there all the time, all this month for sure, you know, is why we need all that good equipment, which is why we need a little extra dough, which is why you ought to pledge. So they've set some kind of goal for Sportsy Talk. And we're kicking off the month in great form without half of the most trusted team. And next week, the whole most trusted team isn't going to be here. And some guy's filling in that I don't even know who it is. So, you know, Sportsy Talk, that's sad. But it would make me feel really good if we could raise a little bit of money for that Monty Hall equipment. It would be nice. It would make me feel, you know, fulfilled. Yeah, Jeets. So Derek Jeter did not marry a swimsuit model this past weekend like he was supposed to. I think the swimsuit model put that rumor out. I think she put it out. She says, oh, Derek, look. The papers are saying we're getting married. I'm trying to do Jim Burley doing a girl when I sound that way. Did I do a good job? And then Derek Jeter goes like, huh. Huh. Yeah, Jeets. Huh. And she goes, don't you think it would be fun if we got married, though? Huh. No. Not really. So, anyway, didn't. So he's retired from baseball, but he's still playing the field. Okay, now I'm going to, like, do this segue into football, okay? Because Prince Amukamura is not playing the field. Prince Amukamura is a godly man. And he's also cornerback for the New York Giants. And Prince Amukamura saved himself for marriage because that's what he believed he should do. And he's not playing the field. But he is playing better football. He's actually been pretty amazing. He's done really well the last two games. And so I always think it's Anton Roll and it's something else. It's like Amtel Roll or something. Anyway, I'm going to say Anton because it sounds like as close as I can get right now. Anton Roll, who's, what is he? He's a safety for the Giants. He said that Prince Amukamura, who's his friend and fellow player on the team, is playing better because he got married in the offseason, and now that he's lost his virginity, he plays great. And I know that I speak for my Sportsy Talk co-host, Jim the Poet, who is not here today. When I say that we, the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today, will be glad to offer ourselves up to any NFL virgins who would like to play better. I'm sure between the two of us, we could pretty much cover the gamut of NFL virgin player preferences, because, you know, I'm female, and I'm sure, you know, middle-aged suburban housewife is probably a big fantasy of every 23-year-old virgin NFL player. Or we don't, you know, pass judgments on anybody. If they would prefer a male to deflower them, well, you know, we've got Jim the Poet, and he has a wide variety of interesting costumes, mostly involving elf paraphernalia. That's hard to say, elf paraphernalia. He has a lot of that. I'm sure that he would be happy to help out as well. So if you are listening to us right now, NFL virgin players, and you would like to play better, you can contact us here at WFMU on Sportsy Talk. Oh, what else is going on? I sort of thought Danny D would have called by now to talk about that, that driver who ran into a tractor in the middle of a race. What's that guy's name? Jules Bianchi. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. 201-209-9368 to join me right now, right here on Sportsy Talk. You can be my telephone co-host, since I don't have a real co-host. I guess I could find the fantasy music, and then we could talk about fantasy football. That would be okay. Let me cue this up. One moment, please. La la la. Let's see if this is playing. Oh, we have a call. Hooray! WFMU, I believe you're on the air. Ow. Come on. Speak. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Bronwitz, Danny D.
Danny D, welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Hey, if you had a hang up just a second ago, I apologize. That was me. I thought my phone was screwing up.
Okay. That's
so
good.
So, any which way.
Greetings.
Yeah, that Formula One race, that was awful.
Yeah. I actually watched, it's the, you know, the tape of it's on the internet, and I watched it, which...
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. A lot of people are choosing not to look at it, which I don't blame them. It's pretty gruesome.
I've avoided that one, but just the circumstances are just kind of... I mean, I realize that they run in the rain. They have rain tires, but there's a point where it's too wet and they're supposed to not do it, and it feels like they should... I mean, there's right now, literally, they are having a hurricane right now.
So the race was in Japan? I don't know even that much where
the race was in Japan.
Uh-huh.
They have, it's some cool name. I mean, the name is like Super Typhoon.
The Typhoon.
Or something.
Yeah, the typhoon that's hitting them right now is really bad. I mean, it's an extremely bad storm. It swept people out to sea. It like completely closed down transportation around Tokyo. I mean, it's a mess, right? And they were apparently trying to have a Formula One race in the middle of it.
Yeah, or just ahead of it. I mean, like in the 2 days when everybody should be getting help ready and out. And apparently, you know, I don't know how the internal politics of the conversation works. Supposedly, they gave the race organizers the chance to start the race a few hours earlier, and the organizers said no, I guess because at the last minute you're telling everybody 4 hours earlier. And the next, you'll be excited to know, you will probably be most excited to know the next stop in the Formula One Tour.
Oh, let me see. Council Bluffs, Iowa?
Well, okay, your second most favorite. Your second most favorite place. It's a country in Europe.
Where? Russia?
And guess where in Russia?
Putin's backyard.
Or Sochi.
Same thing. Right, yeah, same Sochi? Thing. Did they get the toilets installed yet?
I don't know. It's like the ghost town of Sochi will come alive again.
Great. For the Formula One race. That's crazy.
Yeah. Did you see the Olympics are officially down to two countries?
Yeah, because nobody wants it. Everybody's like withdrawing, right? And the countries are like Kazakhstan and someplace else. Yeah.
How perfect would it be to have 2022 be the year where there's Kazakhstan? You'll have the World Cup in Qatar back to back with the Olympics in Kazakhstan.
Oh, geez.
I think that'll be a very uplifting.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think they're gonna have the World Cup in Qatar. I know they keep saying they are, but I don't think. I think somebody's just gonna have to make a massive payment to somebody else, and they'll get it. They'll get it done. You know.
Yeah, the bookies in Europe agree with you. They're tipping the right now. The odds of the U.S. are shorter than the odds of Qatar hosting the 2022 World Cup.
No kidding. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. They think they would bring it over here. I don't know who would. I don't know who would want it over here. Well, people would want it now. I don't know.
Yeah. So are you charged up for the start of hockey season?
No.
No. Why?
Because now that I don't date hockey players anymore, what do I care?
Well, I figured. And you.
I mean, I've just offered myself up to the NFL. You know, that's where my allegiance lies.
I figured you'd see a hockey fight, you'd imagine it was like two of your exes like beating each other up or something.
No, they were lovers, not fighters, the hockey players. So,
yeah,
Danny,
but the Devils.
What? No, they weren't. I didn't date anybody on the Devils, actually.
Oh. Uh-uh. So you could root for them with a clear conscience, then. But, so the Devils had a big fan event for season ticket holders.
Mm-hmm.
And so they announced a new, exciting, basically non-arena-like food menu.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting if you don't go to games for arena food.
Or if you don't eat regular food somewhere else.
Right. I found
it's the
very,
only place you'd ever
I
get
found
it.
It very true.
What kind of food is the food?
Basically, a lot of the stuff that, you know how they have those top, like literally, I think one of the guys that was like runner-up on Top Chef or something is opening one of the restaurants in the arena.
Uh-huh.
But they had, they had sort of a poutine option, which is kind of good. They called them tomato curds, which was incorrect.
Ew.
They're actually cheese curds. The sign was wrong. Where they have, like, I'm trying to think. My friend's favorite was probably the deep-fried sausage, though. So they had, like,
deep-fried sausage.
That's, like, sort of the most normal arena foodish thing they had.
A lot
of it was sort of your, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it.
Deep-fried sausage sounds kind of disgusting.
Yeah. So they have Zeppelin, and they're going to have fried Oreos. I'm excited about that.
Ew. That's like state fair food. You know?
Yeah. That's the stuff I'm excited about. But
okay. What about fried pickles? Are they going to have those? Those are actually kind of good.
I don't know. That'd be a good question. I'm not sure. They didn't complete everything because they don't open. They don't have their home opener for another couple weeks.
All right.
But maybe folks can call in with their favorite arena food, or what their dream arena food would be.
My dream arena food would be like a beer that doesn't cost $20.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like stadium. That's like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, unless you're in Qatar, in which case any beer would be good.
Yeah. Oh, they're not going to let them have alcohol, right? Because it's a Muslim country?
No, I think that they're going to... It's another fascinating bit about it, because Budweiser is one of the global sponsors.
Uh-huh.
And so Qatar is like, oh, there'll be special areas that you can drink beer. And,
oh, jeez.
You know,
So they can put all the non-believers in one area and pick them out easily, right?
Yeah, the fan experience ought to be great. I mean, 120 degrees.
Oh, jeez. That sounds horrible. It sounds horrible.
I don't know. There's the masochist in me, kind of wants it to happen to serve them right for making such a bad decision.
Yeah, yeah, that's that kind of schadenfreude of the world.
But I'm not one of the players, so maybe I'd feel differently if I was one of the players.
Yeah, I think, that's the thing. I think it's abusive to the players, I mean, they have to go where they have to go. Where they're sent is where there's, they have to go play. And I just, it's ridiculous. It's like, let's have the next one on the surface of the moon,
But anyways, we shall see. But Jim's on assignment.
Yeah, he's actually I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but he's
oh no, you don't have to.
He's firing people today.
Wow.
He had to stay after work and fire a bunch of people.
It's like the dark side of Jim the Poet.
Yeah, you'd never know, right? He does the man's dirty work.
So I can't rest on my laurels on my third man status. Cause
yeah, you never know.
Just like that.
He can fire you. Yeah, he doesn't give you any notice. He's just like, you're out.
Wow.
Yeah, he's tough.
But in the Jets, wow.
Oh, hey, you want to do fantasy football for a second?
Sure.
All right, let me.
One of your teams beat me.
Did they?
Yeah, that's the original team. I think your original team beat me.
I don't even know what my original team is. I haven't looked at that. Is that still happening?
Jim Burley's under the name for owner now, I think.
What? Wait. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. This is a fantasy song by Ludacris. All right, so now we're on fantasy football, so we have like a theme song for it. Yeah, so I know that we originally had some kind of weird robot drafted league. And then I refused to have anything to do with it, and then he did a Sportsy Talk do-over league, but I thought he like discontinued. You mean the robot league is still out there playing its robot game?
Oh, robot league exists. And oh, Studio no. Ben and me, of course, have
oh, no.
to fight this out. I mean,
oh no, I didn't even know it was still out there.
Yeah, well, you're doing good.
I got ESPN did me in with the Calvin Johnson again this week, which was horrible.
You need different source of info.
I know. Last week they just sent me this thing. You know, they sent me this email blast. It was like, oh, you got Calvin Johnson on your bench. He's going to play today. You better put him up. Oh, yeah, he was injured, but he's fine now. He's going to play today. You better put him. Don't leave him on your bench. You'll be sorry. So I said, okay. So I put Calvin Johnson in, you know, and they didn't even put him in until the second half, and he ran like one play, and then they took him out. So I was like, okay, back to the bench, dude. And then like this week, they're like, oh, Calvin Johnson, yeah, he's fine. He's gonna start. He's gonna start this week for sure. He rested that ankle. Everything's fine. He's gonna start. And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll put him in. So I put him in, and he started in the first play. He like broke his foot or something. They took him out again. And it's like I'm just, you know what President Bush used to say, right?
Yeah, don't get fooled again.
Yeah, he said there's an old saying that says fool me once, shame on. Long pause. Shame on you, fool me. Long pause. You can't get fooled again. I'm taking that to heart. I'm like, yeah. Not anymore. I don't listen to them about Calvin Johnson. If you want Calvin Johnson, I'll trade you. You can have him. Trade me somebody good for Calvin Johnson.
Oh, you want somebody good though? Wait a second.
Well, yeah. I want somebody as good as Calvin Johnson was supposed to be, so they'll stop sending me those things. They send me these emails. Put him up. Put him on your team. Put him on your team. Quick, hurry. Oh my God. I think Studio B Ben is sending those emails. I think he's hacked into the system somehow.
Maybe that is a possibility.
Yeah. So how are you doing? How's your? I haven't looked to
apparently,
the standings.
Apparently,
okay?
Studio B Ben saying I did good in the do-over league though.
Oh yeah.
I'm like mediocre. I'm like all my teams. I think I had four teams, and they're like all 2-2. Yeah,
that's kind of funny.
I don't know how to process that. I'm never. And then Rutgers wins a Big Ten.
Oh
game.
Yeah, Rutgers beat Michigan, and everybody's like, yeah, but it's not good Michigan. It's still Michigan, you know. Hey,
no, it's still Michigan. It's Michigan.
Danny, it doesn't matter. No, it's still.
That's so bad. They don't even put Illinois on it.
I had another call, but they
hung
up. They gave up.
I mean,
I'm talking to you. No, it's fine. I just I was gonna bring somebody else in, and they hung up. Don't hang up.
Oh, well, that's because I called too long. I will hang up now.
Oh no, leave me here by myself. Okay, thanks, Danny D. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Bye.
All right, bye bye. All right, so the fantasy football. I just learned that apparently the Sportsy Talk Robot League is still out there roboting away. Who knew? Not I. 201-209-9368. If you're the person who called and hung up, call again. Let us talk. We can talk about football. We can talk about baseball. We can talk about the game tonight, which I won't be able to watch because I had this deal where I was streaming the games live, but they caught on to me and they won't let me do that anymore. So I can't see them now. But good Washington is playing racist Washington tonight. And we will all be rooting for good Washington, of course. There we go. Peyton Manning threw his 500th touchdown pass on the game this past week. Here's a call. WFMU, welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Now, when I talk to God, I don't quite understand. He says, stick by me, boy, and I'll be your guide in hand.
Aww.
Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Oh, Listener David. Hi, Listener David. How are you doing?
Oh, Mom, I could be doing better. I poured my heart out to my friend Phil Newman over at B&H, and
uh-huh.
He knows pretty much what I stand wholeheartedly as a wholesome person, and uh-huh. We talk about Yellow Submarine when I saw my cousins when I was very small, and then uh-huh. Later after the fact, and then again, just like I saw when my cousins when I was very small. We go through cycles all the four seasons of our lives, and I don't know if I'm in summer or winter. This is supposed to be the springtime of my life, but I got busted right hand, and I was trying to hold the elevator open while I was getting the mail.
Oh, so no, you broke your right hand?
My right hand. Well, my right arm already got four bolts in the middle when I snapped it in half.
Why
I came back to my mother when she was alive.
Oh.
And so, and I told her, Mom, I'm sorry, but I busted your right arm. What? What do you mean? Busted my right arm is great. No, I busted your right arm, my right arm. She said, okay, you got any money on you? I said, yeah. We took a cab over to Mount Sinai, and they fixed me up. But like my grandma said, you should see about taking off the screws in about 2 or 3 years, because it's going to bother you later on, late at night. So they give me a muscle relaxer, not hope for boxing or something like that. So it helps the up and down movement of my arm. But my right hand, it didn't get me in the pinky or the knuckle at the pinky. It got me midway between the top of your knuckle of your pinky and the palm of your hand on the side. You know, I saw the x-ray, it looked pretty bad. He said the doctor was very, he was very understanding. He said, I'm sorry I doubted you, you're quite right. You can lose your hand that way. So he said it, injected it, and said it. I'm in a splint now, and I'm waiting so many appointments, it's ridiculous. But I said one thing today. I will not miss Sportsy Talk. I'm late by just 3 minutes. I enjoyed the listening. You were just talking to you a little while ago. I don't know why anybody would hang up on you, but I have to hang up on you now because you've got too much to me, and God bless you and yours.
God bless you, Listener David. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bunch.
Okay,
take care, Bomlin.
Bye-bye. Bye. Listener David with a broken right hand. I wanted to ask him if he's right-handed or left-handed. I don't know how many touchdown passes he'll be throwing with that right hand, with his arms all wrecked up, too. 201-209-9368. I saw that there was a call coming in while we were talking to Listener David, and that person hung up. So if that person wants to call again, please do. 201-209-9368. Baseball playoffs. Who died? Oh, Paul Revere died. Of Paul Revere and the Raiders. I just thought that was so odd. I mean, it's like that game, you know, Alive or Dead, where you, like, try to figure out if somebody's still alive. I didn't know he was still alive. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, it's Studio B. Ben.
Studio B. Ben, welcome to Sportsy Talk. You are, I think, in the lead for the coveted flavored mouth guard award. Are you not for the Fantasy Football League? Yeah.
So far, but I was just looking at it, and you're way ahead of everybody else in total points. So I think
I am not.
I think so.
Really? Does that count? Is that how we do it? I don't know how we do it. I mean, I hadn't figured out how we'd win.
Not, I don't know if it necessarily counts, but it's like if you're going to keep kind of steamrolling chumps, you're going to be doing just fine.
I don't know if I want a flavored mouth guard. I guess it depends on what flavor.
I don't. Yeah, it would be interesting.
Peyton Manning flavor. I don't know. I don't know.
That greasy pepperoni with garlic oil in it.
Yeah, right. Papa John's pizza flavor.
Oh, man.
Yuck. Wouldn't you hate
I'm
to be...
call in and... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, wouldn't you hate to be Eli Manning, though?
I know.
You know,
well, he did have that great like watch endorsement deal where he totally seemed way out of place in this super fancy watch commercial.
Yeah.
I always got a kick out of it. I'm just like, what? Eli?
Eli?
Really? Why isn't he doing like juice boxes and Mott's apple
pop? He does Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
Things, you know, that's kind of good. Or somebody, some coffee thing where he stands there and somebody says, oh, you're Eli Manning. And he just kind of goes, yep, da up to do. You see him. I don't
know. He's probably good in, like, regional commercials or something
like
that.
I suppose, yeah. What region? The Eli region. So how are you doing? What's going on in sports in Portland?
I was
going
to call and talk some Wex Wyan because he had
such a horrible,
no good, very bad Sunday.
Yes, he did.
The Chargers we destroyed them. That was great.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Chargers fan. I
see.
I didn't know that. I don't know why I didn't know that. I would have thought you were a Seahawks fan being out there. Chargers.
I mean, you know,
Chargers.
Sort of.
Yeah. Okay, Chargers
it's,
too.
It's,
yeah,
Portland has a lot of funny, like, you know, refugees from different parts of the country. So one of, like, the big sports bars that I know of is actually Cleveland Browns Bar.
Ooh.
Strange.
How odd.
I know.
That is sad. Do they have, like, pictures of Brownie, the mascot, up and stuff? Or do they, like, do that kind of,
I mean, it's kind
on the down
I think
low?
What just happens is, like, that's where some Browns fans apparently designated to come and do their thing. So you just, you know, if you
so
walk
it's not,
in for
it's not
their
the bar's
Sunday
fault.
Brunch and,
yeah.
Yeah, but there are, I mean, it's funny, there are a bunch of bars that, like, they get self-designated by the people, so I know of one place that'll be a Chargers bar for games.
Uh-huh.
And then other places that are, like, Pats and Steelers and Cowboys and all the different ones.
Huh. Well, that's good. That Chargers-Jets game, it wasn't even fun to watch. I mean, I was happy. I was like, when they brought in Michael Vick in the second half, I was like, okay, you know, somebody, like... Somebody went in and bitch slapped Wex Wyan and woke him up, and you know, and he put in somebody, but it didn't really help. I mean, you know.
No, it was kind of sad. It was just like it got to a point where it's just like they're not going to really do anything. Like,
yeah, I didn't watch it after I don't know. I got about halfway through the third quarter, and I was just like, yeah, you know, this is not even amusing to watch.
No. The thing that really I didn't like about it also is, like, the Chargers, who have had a horrible season for injuries, still got injured during that game. Like, how can you be having that dominant performance but
still get injured.
Lose your... Yeah. So
I don't know. So is that going to hurt them in their next game? I mean, are they? Was it, like, a serious injury?
Well, we're down to, like...
Season-ending injury?
We lost our starting center first game of the season, and now our second center, he's been out with a back injury, and our third center just went in on IR, so we're down to, like, whoever
you're
we
like,
can get
fourth,
off the street.
Your fourth string center? That's crazy.
Yeah. We're also down to, like, our fourth string running back. Our first stringer should come back sometime during the season, but Danny Wood had got knocked out, and then our third stringer got a concussion yesterday. But then this undrafted rookie came in and just ran all over the Jets, so...
well, yeah, against the Jets. I mean, you can do that.
Yeah.
But it's...
So apparently we have depth. I mean, next game it's against the Raiders, which should be another horrible game to watch because they'll probably be pathetic. But I think after them we have Denver. No, Kansas City. Kansas City isn't Denver. So.
Yeah, the Chiefs are doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Kansas City, they have the Royals in the baseball playoffs. They have the Chiefs doing all right.
That's right.
I lived in Kansas City for a while. It was a horrible place.
Wow. Which state of Kansas City were you in?
That's good. Well, that's a good question. It's kind of the same. There's a road called State Line Road that runs along, you know, it's the state line, and some of Kansas City, most of Kansas City is on the Missouri side, and a little bit of Kansas City, kind of the bad part of Kansas City is on the is on the Kansas side. And I lived in a couple of suburbs, and one of them was on the Kansas side and one of them was on the Missouri side. And the Missouri side suburb that I lived in was pretty awesome. It was called Martin City, Missouri. And the people that lived around there, like the people from Kansas City proper, called it Bib City because everybody that lived there wore bib overalls.
Oh, wow.
It was like a real kind of down market hillbilly yeah. place to live.
Wow.
It was awesome. I really liked it. I lived in a I lived in a converted goat barn. At one time it had been a goat barn, and it wasn't really very well insulated, so the people I rented it from, landlord came out in the fall, and he just packed the entire structure with bales of hay on the outside
wow.
as insulation. And then rabbits got in between the house and the hay bales, and it was a whole thing. It was pretty crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was, really. So I didn't stay in Kansas City that long. I was there for about a year.
Right.
But it was a really bland, tedious, boring, weird place. I just people would come up to me on the street and ask me why I was wearing the clothes I was wearing and stuff.
Oh.
You know, I was just like, because they're clothes? Like, what? Why do you tuck your boots? Why do you tuck your jeans and your boots like that? I'm like, because it's a thing?
It
is, you know? I don't know.
It's one of those places where anything that stands out
is wrong.
Gotta be starkly standing out.
Yeah.
I had a cousin who lived there for a little bit. And
oh, really?
Went to, I think, her wedding there one time.
Oh, you've been there? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's how you knew about the two parts of the... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where I go back to, like, Midwest... style places now after being in, you know, kind of a much denser urban environment. I'm looking around, I'm like, wait, that's their yard? so huge lawns. And, you know, they're like 100 feet back from the street sometimes, and then everything has its own gigantic parking lot. And I'm just like, you guys have so much space with nothing in it. It's incredible.
Right. Do they still have that thing where they do a drive in front of their doors? You know, like they put a paved... kind of semi, like an arc in front of the front door so they can pull the Monte Carlo in front of the front door and get in and out.
Right.
Those are just so weird.
It's so strange.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird place.
Yeah, my friends and I, we always make a lot of jokes about Andy Reid being in Kansas City and enjoying, you know, all the Kansas City barbecue there.
All the Kansas City has to offer.
Yeah.
So who do you like in the baseball playoffs? Have you thought about that?
Not too much. My mom now lives around San Francisco. She was actually watching all 18 innings of the,
oh my God.
The other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like a marathon. She was,
Mom, I'm sorry.
Well, now we have to like root for them because she's going to sit through that. They better pay off.
Yeah,
eventually.
I guess so. Yeah, they better win. All right. Well, okay, so We'll take Studio B Ben and the San Francisco Giants. I'm going to go for the Orioles because a lot of their players got busted for performance-enhancing drugs earlier. So,
That's a good indicator.
I think they can do it. And also, I like Camden Yards.
Well, cool. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling. It was good to talk to you. I'm glad I have you guys. Our third men listeners to lean on when Jim the Poet's not here.
Yeah, it's always good to have as many alternate co-hosts as
possible. I think so. Okay, Studio B Ben, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
It was nice. You guys are nice. 201-209-9368. Let's get some of the mean listeners now. Call in, be mean. I'm looking at the comments boards. We have a comments board if you are listening via WFMU.org. You can go to the comments board and comment. And you can also make a pledge at the thing. I don't know about that. So sportsy talk. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Fewer people get their sports talk radio from WFMU than from any other station in the nation. That's us. I'm working on something where I heard something on another station where they were talking about the America's News of the Week or something, and I thought, well, we should have America's Sports Talk of the Week. America's Sportsy Talk of the Week. Sounds so official. An official American thing. Oh, I was going off on Paul Revere and the Raiders. You know, Paul Revere whose real name was Paul Revere Dick. But I guess Paul Dick and the Raiders didn't sound so good. Paul Revere and the Raiders was like pop band from, I think, the 70s. And they wore funny outfits. They wore, like, you know, Revolutionary War outfits or something. And they were pretty good. And Paul Revere played the organ and sang for them and stuff. And they're still touring. That's the thing that I think is kind of weird, is that these groups from the 70s, and they're not the only one. I mean, there are a lot of music groups, doo-wop groups from the 50s that can't even stand up anymore are touring. You know, people love their music. They imprint like baby ducklings on a particular kind of music, and then they just love it forever, and that's it. That's their music. They just want to hear it over and over again. And I mean, I gotta think that somebody who's 79 and singing doesn't really have the vocal quality of that they had when they were 29. But people want to see them do it live. I mean, I think you'd have a better reenactment of your teenage groping in a car years if you were listening to a recording from that time. But people would go see these guys, you know? They tour. They were still touring. He's 79 years old, and they were still touring and doing pop songs from the 70s, 40-year-old pop songs. So he died, though. So now they can't tour. Although, I mean, I guess they could. It would be kind of gruesome. They'd have to, like, stuff him, mount him, have the recording playing behind him. Maybe people would pay to see that. I don't know. I just think it's odd. I never did that. I never imprinted on something from my youth and thought that was the end-all and be-all. So, yeah. I don't know. The olds, what will they do next? But he died, I guess, of cancer. He'd been sick for a while, even though he was still touring. So odd. Has nothing to do with sports. This is Sportsy Talk. We have about 7 minutes before night people come in with their fantastic guest, Paul Revere from Paul Revere and the Raiders is their guest tonight. I don't know. Somebody. Anything else in the NFL? The Senate, the U.S. Senate, is getting involved in the NFL domestic violence thing. They're going to have some hearings about that. I don't know. The Senate gets involved in things when one of their kids gets in trouble or gets a disease, then they do a big thing and they investigate and give some funding to that. Or when, when there's something big in the news all the time that they can sit around and pontificate about and say, oh, yes, hitting women, that's really bad. Because who's going to argue with that, you know, that isn't a sociopath? So, yeah, so they're now getting involved in the whole NFL thing. Roger Goodell's still getting a paycheck. I don't know why if Jim the Poet can fire people, why he can't go fire Roger Goodell. Seems like that would be a good idea. (201) 209-9368. I would really love to get like one more call. Come on, you can do it. I was looking at the three TV channels that I sort of get on my TV on the weekend. You know, I was looking for football. And there was some football. And there was, I think, golf or something awful. And then there was horse racing. I was really surprised. I didn't know there were any big horse races happening. There was a horse race going on. So if you know anything about horse racing or what the hell is going on with horse racing, 201-209-9368. That's a sportsy thing to talk about. That car crash that we were talking about with Danny D. If you look at the video, and you probably shouldn't if that sort of thing, you know, upsets you. But if you look at the video, they're waving a green flag, like it's okay on the course, even though there's this big kind of hunk of machinery tractor that's lumbering around on the course anyway. And I don't understand that. There was a complicated explanation of why they were... The flags tell the car drivers, you know, that they ought to be careful, like there's a caution, or that they can go full speed, or that they, you know, have to slow down or whatever they have to do. And you know, it was kind of slippery and rainy, and there was this big piece of heavy equipment lumbering along the track, and they were waving the green flag right above it. So I guess the driver, Jules Bianchi, saw the green flag and just kept going and hit the thing. It's a bad crash. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi, this is listener Pete calling from Route 84. I'm stuck in traffic, and I just figured I'd try and save the day with one more phone call.
Okay, thanks, listener Pete. I'm glad to have the... You're the last sportsy caller of the day. So what do you want to talk about that's sportsy?
Okay, I'd like to talk about what a clown, Woody Johnson is.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Tell me all the reasons why he's a clown, because I agree with you.
Yes. I just want to say, you've heard of the movie Tommy Boy if you haven't seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, doesn't Woody Johnson, doesn't he remind you of Tommy Boy?
Oh.
No, you don't think?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about it. In what way? Tell me in what way.
Just a total nincompoop who inherited a lot of money.
Okay, in that way, yes. Yes.
Yes.
He's not amusing or funny, but yes. Yes.
I've actually talked about this, and somebody tried to correct me, and I'm like, okay, but, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, no, he is. And why does he keep Wex Wyan around? I don't understand.
I don't know. I just referred to the movie Tommy Boy, and that's all I can come up with Woody Johnson.
Too much.
I mean, Wex Wyan should have been gone like about 2 years ago, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe they're going to get rid of him now. All right,
Pete,
that's a good analogy. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. That'll do it. This has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Thanks to our callers, listener Danny D, listener David, listener Studio B Ben, listener Pete. Sorry that the other half of the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today couldn't be here today. And he won't be here next week, and neither will I, because we're giving a new DJ a chance to kind of try out in our time slot. So tune in next week from 6 to 7 for somebody new that I don't know who it is. And Night People's up next with their guest Paul Revere of Paul Revere and the Raiders. And calling from the other side, right? You're going to do a seance with him, I think?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They're set for their seance. And until we meet again 2 weeks from tonight, you've been listening to Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. And by us, I mean me. And may God bless.
That's right. You can just take your left hand, reach down to the side of the driver's seat, and you just lift up that lever, and you're going to be able to recline just a little bit right now because Night People is on the air. Sandy.
Dave.
Or maybe you have just a recliner that's not in a moving vehicle. Any chair that you can recline, even if it's a chair that doesn't recline, maybe you could just lean on the back legs.
But be careful. Don't tip over and don't ruin the linoleum. That's what my grandmother always said when we leaned back.
Was there a certain point when she stopped saying that?
Yeah, probably. Probably stopped caring.
About you or the linoleum?
Probably the linoleum. It has like a huge hole in it.
That's it. Is it from you leaning back in your chair?
No, it's actually where she always sat.
So that's funny.
Yeah.
So your grandma was a hypocrite.
Yeah, she was. Huge hypocrite.
Four cheese pizza?
That's a lot of cheese.
Four cheeses. What do you usually get on a four cheese pizza? It's usually mozzarella. It's always mozzarella.
Yes.
Asiago?
Maybe.
Parmesan?
Yes.
And what's the fourth one generally?
Do you think they count like... Because isn't Parmesan mixed with something else sometimes?
Provolone?
It's like Parmesan and...
Oh, Romano?
Yes.
That's the four cheeses.
Probably.
Now, though, they have five cheese pizzas.
What?
Yeah, if you look in your grocer's freezer, you'll find that four is no longer sufficient. Now, they've just figured we'll put another cheese in there.
Wow.
Because, first of all, you can't possibly taste the four different cheeses.
No, you can't. I can't.
Especially, where will it end? Do you think within the next 5 years we'll see a six cheese pizza?
Yes, I do.
Why isn't Braille just in the shape of the letter?
Maybe it's not... I don't know. Maybe that's not specific enough of a feeling. Or maybe it's too... I don't know.
Because I think sometimes, well, what if I were to go blind?
Right.
And then it's like, first thing is, I'm going to have to learn Braille now.
Right.
And because I already know what letters look like.
Right.
If they would just have A be a raised A, it could all be caps. Or what? No, or not. I know what a lowercase A looks like, too.
Maybe it's something about the individual dots that you can feel really well with your finger.
Will you read Braille when you see a sign with Braille?
No, I usually don't.
You just ignore it like it does, like blind people don't exist?
Well, I ignore it because I don't have to pay attention to it.
I see, right. I understand. It doesn't look like there's enough letters there to spell the word. If you try to break the Braille, you know what the bottom line is?
What?
I can't read Braille.
Right? Well, maybe you should start learning.
Well, that would be something, right? If you learned Braille, do you think there's a lot of people who can see who can read Braille? Do you think there's anybody?
Probably not, because what's the point? I understand sign language, of course, but what's the point of somebody who can see learning Braille? Probably not too many people.
Is there any fiction that's written in just Braille?
Ah, that's a really good question.
That would be great.
Yes.
I'm going to learn Braille. Not anytime soon. Well, you could write a book just in Braille.
Right.
It's like Beck in his record that he didn't record.
I guess it's the same thing as writing something and translating it into a language that only a few people know.
But I would write it in Braille.
But you don't have to.
Because maybe there's a certain style to Braille, a certain language pattern that develops when you get into the habit of writing in Braille. Maybe it's a different syntax. because there doesn't seem to be the right amount of letters.